It's the 7th of November. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. The director of a shop in Bedford's town centre has managed to avoid jail time following the discovery of counterfeit tobacco being sold on its premises. International Mini Market on Thurlow Street has been visited on multiple occasions by Bedford Borough Trading Standards, who on one occasion seized the smuggled goods. A number of follow-up warnings went unheeded and all guidance was ignored by its director, Shehal Karami. This left the council with no other choice but to take legal action against him. Karami was charged with trademark and tobacco labelling offences, receiving a suspended sentence. He was, however, fined £7,500 and ordered to complete 100 hours of unpaid work. Areas across central Bedfordshire have seen a drop in property values when measured against the previous year, according to Land Registry figures. Biggleswade has seen an almost 2.6% decline, Sandy is down nearly 1.8% and Luton fell by nearly 2.1%. Philip Mundell, a man who followed an 18-year-old woman down a dark alley off Silver Street in Bedford before raping her, was found guilty on one count of rape at Luton Crown Court. An investigation last April led the Rape and Serious Sexual Offences team to CCTV cameras in the vicinity showing the 31-year-old Mundell hanging around the area prior to the attack. Philip McCarthy, a Rashore detective constable, said that Mundell was brought to justice for his crimes. He will be sentenced on the 15th of December. Sir Cliff Richard was spotted twice during the week of All Halloween eating at the Indian and Nepalese-inspired Blue Monk restaurant on Bedford's High Street. The knighted performer is said to be rehearsing at one of Cardington Hangars for an upcoming tour. That's your Bedford News in 100 seconds.